Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's been a long time. Welcome back to the Up Late Show, Wrestling After Dark. The reason why we don't have a lot of people tuned in is because, number one, it's late at night. Number two, we do this show every now and then. It's all good, ladies and gentlemen, because very soon, really soon, I think about 2 weeks from now, I'll be moving to Lancaster, Texas. What does it mean for Wrestling Track? What does it mean for the Up Late Show? What does it mean for the Leaves and Podcast? Well, it's very simple. I'm going to put it on hold just a little bit. And we will return, I want to say May 1st. I will be sure to announce an official date. I'm looking at May 1st, either April 30th and the 29th, something like that. On May 1st, if you are used to pro wrestling, not wrestling. I don't know what wrestling is. I really don't. It's pronounced wrestling. These guys bust their balls. These women bust their butt in this business. For the love of God, have enough respect for this business properly. It's pronounced wrestling. You're new to wrestling. I'll take all the way back to the 2016 Royal Rumble. It all started when Triple H had to defend for the first time in 1992 the WWE World Heavyweight Championship against 30 guys in the battle in the Royal Rumble match. What happened? Well, Roman Reigns comes in number one. Roman Reigns lasted as long as he could. Had to be taken to the back by the medical team and came back out to finish the match. And he came down to Triple H. Came down to Roman Reigns. Came down to Dean Ambrose. And the winner is your WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And guess who won? Guess who? Take a guess. You got it? No, you don't. I'm telling you. The Chief Operating Officer of World Wrestling Entertainment, Triple H. That's right. Triple H, the Chief Operating Officer, was our WWE World Heavyweight Champion. It will go on to Payback. The Ambrose get a shot at the title. And a lot of things happened. The Ambrose lost the opportunity of the title and so much more. Let's speed up a little bit. WrestleMania weekend. If you missed it, WrestleMania weekend, not just WrestleMania, but downtown Dallas was the place to be. April 1st through the 4th was a great time to be a wrestling fan. We had WWE in the house. We had TNA, Ring of Honor, all kind of stuff. Making records, breaking records, your name is, they've done it all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. Wrestling descended in the headquarters of wrestling, in my opinion, Dallas, Texas. The wrestling was born, Dallas, Texas. And WrestleMania itself was a huge success, in my humble opinion. Let's start with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal match. The winner, Corbin, battering Barney Corbin, whatever his name is, Corbin. From NXT, one of the Andre the Giant match, even Shaquille O'Neal, that's right, NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal was in the match as well. Also, legendary Tatanka, the Native American icon Tatanka, was in the match as well. And then Corbin won the thing, we'll have to wait to make a name for yourself right there. Brock Lesnar left Dean Ambrose Lane. Shane McMahon lost to The Undertaker inside the demonic, inside the brutal, inside the torturous hell in a cell. But one of the things that impressed me, that kind of freaked me out the most, when Shane McMahon decided to jump, not fall, not get thrown off, jump. The boy jumped. This dude jumped 20 feet. 20 feet, ladies and gentlemen of the world. 20 feet on top, and I think God took it out of the way. You can take this to the space, and you can bend over, and you can shove it. But let me tell you something. That boy, it's a miracle that Shane Brandon McMahon can walk this morning and last night and the night before that and a week before that. It's a miracle that Shane Brandon McMahon, that's right, I said his name, Shane Brandon McMahon, the son, the prodigal son, if you will, of WWE. It's a miracle you walk today. That's right, I said it. Now, you could take your this is fake, wrestling is fake, take all that, bend over, and you can shine it real nice, turn that soul crap sideways, and stick it straight in your butt. This fool jumped 20 to 30 feet, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, take your this is fake and shove it. Snoop Dogg. I want, now a lot of people hate me. It's all good. Snoop Dogg is in the Hall of Fame. That's right, a WWE Hall of Famer in the celebrity ring. And speaking of hating, drinking the hater race, a lot of people ain't happy with Roman Reigns walking out the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And then again, you're not paying the bills around here at WWE. Roman Reigns said it perfectly. I'm not the bad guy. I'm not the good guy. I am the guy. I am the champion, paying the bills, wearing the gold, eating the steaks. I am the guy. I'm not the bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I am the guy. I am your WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And you don't like that, that's too dang bad, because I am the champ. And the one this wise man wants them to be the man. Woo! You got to beat the man. A wise Hall of Famer, two-time Hall of Famer, 16-time World Heavyweight Champion, the Nature Boy Ric Flair wants them to be the man. Woo! You got to beat the man, brother. And Roman Reigns has indeed has the gold. And he is the man. Speaking of the man, where, oh, where, oh, where has Seth Rollins gone? Where could you be, brother? Now, don't get me wrong, Seth Rollins is contracted to have a championship match. He never lost the title. Seth Rollins was injured. And we all know when you're injured, you can't compete because you're injured. Go home, lick your wounds. When you heal up, come on back to work. So, yeah, here was the title. Wondering. And I know, Seth Rollins, if you can hear this, listen very closely. Listen very closely, Seth. Listen very, very closely. I know, deep down, you want your title back. I'm assuming you want it back. You didn't lose the title. No one took the title from you. You got injured, and you had to forfeit the title. So I'm assuming you want what's yours. I'm assuming you want to be the man again. You want to be the champion, eating the steaks, paying the bills, wearing the gold, making the decisions. You want to be the man. And only one way in this business to be the man, whether it's WWE, whether it's TNA, Ring of Honor, New Japan Pro Wrestling. Only one way in the pro wrestling business to be the man. Lace up your boots. Get in that square circle we call the wrestling ring. And let's get to fighting, brother. One thing I'm going to go back to the Rollins in a second. One thing I hate about, well, I love wrestling. I love this business. I've watched it all my life. And I plan to the rest of my life till I'm dead. I love this business. One thing I can't stand is talk, 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 talk. We have a square circle. We have a ring. You got your gear on. You came to work. You came to put food on your table. You came to pay the bills. Go home with cash, with credit card, whatever, and pay some bills. So the only way to do that, Let's stop talking, get in that ring, and let's do what you came here to do. Let's do what we do on Monday night and Thursday night. We fight. Get in that ring, lace up your boots, let's go. Put them stops, all that drama backstage. Nobody gives a crap. Put their boots on and let's go. Let's get in that ring and let's do what you pay, what you're paid for. You will do this for a living. I'm talking to every single wrestler who ever thought about putting on a pair of boots and getting in that ring to fight. Every wrestler, present and the future. This is not Housewives. This is not Housewives of Los Angeles. This is not the the Bad Girls Club. This is definitely, this is surely not the Housewives of New Jersey, whatever you call that crap. This is pro wrestling, professional wrestling. People have sweat their balls off, worked their butts off. People have even died in the center of that ring. You can be here today, and we got the audacity to disrespect that with some stupid drama. You have a ring. Put some boots on, and let's fight. Do what you get paid to do, ladies and gentlemen. Get in that ring, battle it out, and prove why we're paying, why people are paying you, how much they're paying. We want what you paid for. These fans. Wrestling tickets are not cheap. I love wrestling. I've been a wrestling fan since 9,000 diapers. I love wrestling. I love this business. Wrestling fans don't spend all that money to see you grab a microphone and talk. Wrestling fans come to wrestling events to see good old wrestling. Fake, real, I don't care. I came to see somebody, you might get hurt. It's kind of a job. I'm just saying, it kind of comes with a job. This ain't ballet. You want family-friendly entertainment, take your little rascals to the circus. This is pro wrestling. This, that ring right there, you're getting paid for a living to feed your family. Get in that ring and prove your worth for whatever they're paying you for. It gets on my nerves a little bit. Back to Seth Rollins. I'm assuming, Seth Rollins, you want your title back. I'm just assuming you want to be the man again. Like I said earlier, only one way to get in that, only one way to prove this business that you are the man. Only one way to prove you're the best in the world at what you do. Get in that ring, lace up your boots, put your gear on, get in the ring, and let's go. And nobody's going to hand Seth Rollins the title. Nobody. Screw that. Nobody's like, hey, Seth, I know you were the champion. I'm just keeping this warm for you. You're the real champion. Here you go. Have a nice day. Heck no. Screw that. Everything. This is pro wrestling, ladies and gentlemen. It's high time that you prove your worth, what they're paying you for. That goes for everybody. WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Lucha Underground, any wrestling company in the world that calls themselves wrestlers. You lace up your boots, you got to ring up. You call yourself a trained wrestler, earn your dinner, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the rant I have for tonight. I'll see you guys next time when we see you. Wrestling Tracks will be up live tomorrow night with John Belagers right here on blogtalkradio.com. That's Wrestling Tracks, 10:30 p.m., hosted by Jonathan Rogers. I got to get out of here. I got to let this count down on me. About 10 seconds to go. I'll see you guys live right here on Blog Talk Radio. I think we got 10 seconds left. Not sure on this. We got 10 seconds to go. I think I can do this 10 seconds. Hang out the Jungle Book. You know the Jungle Book. Just when I was stupid singing. It was kind of cool. Check out the Jungle Book in theaters April 15th. We got to go. This is the countdown. Wrestling Track tomorrow. John the Riders. See you.